The U.S. State Department labels child marriage as a human rights abuse. Still, the practice continues not just in faraway places, but in the state of Florida. A coalition is walking the halls of the state capitol to change that. I'm Kate Payne. For Sherry Johnson, the rape started at age 8. When a member of her church got her pregnant, Johnson's mother forced her to marry him. She was 11. He was 20. A county clerk in Tampa wouldn't issue the couple a license, so they went to neighboring Pinellas County. She said the marriage derailed her life.
I was home, crying, not knowing what to do with my life because now I'm kicked out of school. I can't go to work. I got 3 children. You know, what do you do? What do you do?
And at such a young age, Johnson had virtually no chance at independence.
I remember applying for apartments, but they told me you weren't old enough. You couldn't get an apartment. I applied for jobs. I remember getting the classified ads and applying for jobs, calling people and telling them I would like to work. The moment they asked me my age, it was a no, an automatic no.
The reason Johnson's forced marriage could even happen is because of a loophole in Florida law. Generally, people younger than 18 can't get married, but there are exceptions.
First of all, parental consent. If a parent signs a marriage license application, a child age 16 or 17 can marry in Florida.
That's Frady Reese, head of the forced marriage support organization, Unchained at Last. There's also a judicial review option for those who have a child.
A child of any age can marry if she is pregnant or if she or he already has a baby.
Boynton Beach Democratic Representative Lori Berman says many of these marriages are forced or coerced.
Just because you raised a child doesn't mean you should be able to commit them to an adult relationship.
According to the Bureau of Vital Statistics, Florida counties issued 1,828 marriage licenses to minors between 2012 and 2016. 132 of those licenses went to couples where both were minors. That means in 93% of cases, a minor was marrying an adult. Reese says, just as Sherry Johnson experienced, there are very few options for children in this situation.
Because helping a child leave home is a crime here in Florida. Domestic violence shelters are not allowed to take in children before their 18th birthday. Contracts with children are voidable, meaning a retainer agreement with a child is pretty much worthless, and bringing a legal action in his or her own name is impossible for a child, illegal here in Florida.
When she was 17, Johnson's rapist was imprisoned for not paying child support for their 6 children. She was finally able to get a divorce, and she says she's still recovering. Reese says the experience has lifelong impacts.
Right here in the United States, a woman who was married at or before age 18 faces a 23% greater risk of heart attack, cancer, diabetes, and stroke, and an increased risk of nearly every psychiatric disorder that's ever been identified. And these serious health consequences come because of the forfeited education and the increased risk of poverty.
Heather Barr researches child marriage around the world for Human Rights Watch.
I've interviewed hundreds of survivors of child marriage myself in 5 different countries, and what we find is that the harms are remarkably consistent, the harms that Frady described. It doesn't really matter if you live in Bangladesh or in Zimbabwe or in Tampa.
Proponents of the ban on child marriage say there's virtually no opposition. But Johnson says that's not the case. She lobbied state lawmakers back in the 2014 session.
People wasn't aware of what was going on. They would debate with me saying that it didn't happen.
The bill never made it out of the committee process in either chamber.
And some don't want to know. They close their eyes to it.
But this year, Johnson says the issue of child marriage in Florida is getting more attention than before. She hopes lawmakers will continue to open their eyes to survivors like her. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.